Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Bruch, the viola, or viola, depending on how you want to say it, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Now, this ensemble, we're going to begin with the Canadian Ensemble Viveza, and they appreciate a certain type of music that many other musicians only perform as encores or when they want to be quote-unquote temporarily less serious than usual. Well, I think it's serious music anyway. It's the type of music that is commonly referred to as salon or palm court music. The ensemble was founded back in 1988 by five Vancouver musicians. And the music that they play originated around the turn of the 20th century, kind of in maybe hazy establishments that provided refreshments to a perhaps less than completely polite segment of the society, though I'm sure they did function there as well. So it does fare frequently. You know, there's a little bit of tango, some early Dixieland jazz, lots of gypsy airs, and equally exotic fare. We're going to hear some selections from the disc Entre Nous. This was released back in 1992 and includes the like of some composers and musicians, including Manuel de Falla. This is his Suite Populaire Espagnole. Thank you. That's a great way to start a program, Viveza, and the Suite Espanol by Manuel de Falla. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on to the talents of the viola. Now, Yuri Bashmet was born back on the 24th of January in 1953. He studied a lot at the Moscow Conservatory, being one, and has performed in leading concert halls around the world. He was the first violist to actually perform in a solo recital in such halls, get this, as the Amsterdam Concertgebouw, the Berlin Philharmonic La Scala, and the Great Hall of the Moscow Conservatoire. And the list goes on. Also a conductor, he studied and started his conducting activity, and it was consistent with his reputation as a very bold contemporary artist, unafraid of taking risks. But we're going back to maybe something a little more older school, that beautiful contemporary take on some music by Schubert. This is the Sonata for Viola and Piano. What a beautiful performance. Yuri Bashmet on viola with M. Muntian on piano. That was Schubert's Sonata for Viola and Piano. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's move on to the very talented Lang Lang, a Chinese pianist who has performed with many major orchestras around the world. And back in the year 2000, the Chicago Tribune music critic actually called him the biggest, most exciting young keyboard talent I have encountered in many a year of attending piano recitals. A little background, both his father and mother, also musicians, were displaced to work on the rice farms in the country during the Cultural Revolution, and that was before Lang Lang was born. And another interesting note, the Tom and Jerry episode, The Cat Concerto, which features Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2, actually did motivate the 2-year-old Lang to learn the piano. He started music lessons at the age of 3 and won first place in lots of competition and gave his first live performance at the age of, just 5. But when he was 9 years old, he was expelled from his piano tutor studio for quote-unquote lack of talent. Lang has stated that upon learning of this, his father flew into a rage and told Lang that he shouldn't live anymore, ordering him to jump off the balcony of their 11th floor family apartment. But we're grateful because another musical teacher reminded Lang of his love for the instrument. And to the rest of the world, we're so glad he kept on playing. We're going to hear some monumental music by Liszt. Here's Lang Lang. Thank you. It almost sounds like there was a multitude of instruments playing, but no, just the incredible artistry of Lang Lang. And that was Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. And regular listeners may know it is the time, and I'm speaking of oboe music time. This is the portion of the program that I like to feature one of my favorite instruments. Now, a long time ago, I stumbled across a CD entitled Clear Out of Touch with Time, which basically is what I am most of the time, but it is a great CD of trio sonatas for flute, oboe, and guitar. It features some music from Bach to Bender. And the selection that we're going to hear is by Berlioz, who was not only a pioneer in modern conducting, he was also a writer, a critic, and composer, and was great at showcasing the unique characteristics of different instruments in his work. We're going to hear La Face du Christ.
Thank you.
Until the Last Breath, music by Berlioz, L'Enfance du Christ, performed by Anton Kushkin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler from a really cute CD, well, a very talented CD, called Clear Out of Touch with Time. But you are in time for one more selection here on Classical Chaos on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And as promised at the beginning of the program, some music by Max Bruch. Now, we've all heard of the one-hit wonders and may argue a little bit in this case. I do begin to differ a little bit because he did set the bar rather high when he wrote his first violin concerto very early in his career. But get this, he kept going throughout his life. He wrote over 200 works. I don't think that's a one-hit wonder. Today we are going to hear the most famous works, his Violin Concerto No. 1. Now this is a staple of the violin repertoire, and we're going to hear a performance by England's Tasman Liddell. She has been in the spotlight for a long time and says she wanted to bring the glory of the violin to the masses. And she says, and I quote, "I wanted to bring the violin before people in its more pure and unadorned form, to share its amazing versatility. Too often, it is seen as a singing instrument only, or maybe a squeaky one. But the extraordinary sound effects, textures, and harmonies can be overlooked." Those are the words of Tasman Liddell. She has done so in the amount that she's toured hospitals, prisons, community centers, and schools to celebrate the instrument and its beauty. And she definitely does deliver. in this performance of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. Let's take a listen. A beautiful performance. Tasman Little, joined by the members of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. That was the opening allegro from Brooks Violin Concerto No. 1. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Mark Great. I hope you have a great day. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next with Worku.